Log Talk Radio.
You are now logged into grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Cannot be reached at the moment. Please leave a message after the tone. After you leave a message, you can modify it by pressing pound.
mailbox of 662-422-0506. At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
We've been burning rubber for about 5 minutes, so I appreciate everybody. And I'm waiting on one of our other guests. So tonight, as usual, we're going to have a topic. I'm waiting on the last guest to come on. And let's see if he's going to answer. Give him a few minutes. So as of now, we got some esteemed people on who, according to what I was told earlier today, that it's the retired crew, but that's okay. That's okay. So let me tell you, we got the world famous and infamous BET, Now the One Bad Boy Wig, the fabulous DJ Grant, and Chi-Time Biz. Gentlemen, how y'all doing this evening?
Hey, hey. Almost past my bedtime, but we here.
That's right. I'm assuming, Biz, that those ones are on. They just ain't saying nothing because the board is showing that their mic is on. And so if y'all on, you know, let me know you're on. Well, they answered the call, Biz, and their line is open. So
your message has reached the maximum duration allowed. To send the message, just hang up. Or for more options, press 1.
That's Mississippi Joe. He didn't,
to send the message, just hang up. Or for more options, press 1.
I don't know how to hang up.
To send the message, just hang up. Or for more options, press 1.
Let me see, Biz. Can I get these guys to say something? 901 drop. Okay. Trying to see here if it's maybe hung up then. DJ Grant, you on? BET, you on? I don't know, Biz.
I don't know, Jay.
You that, Biz?
Yeah, I'm here.
That's a good thing about editing the show. Let me see. Now it's showing that they on. I don't know.
Is their mic open?
No, that might be a good thing, huh? Well, yeah, the mic open. Let me see. I can. Okay, I checked everybody. Let me see. Can I get?
You have reached the maximum time permitted to record. To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3. For more options, press 4. To cancel, press *. To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3. For more options, press 4. To cancel, press *.
Hello?
To send your message, press 1 at any time.
Hey.
To listen to your message,
Joe,
press
Joe.
2. To re-record, press 3.
Yeah.
For more options, press 4.
Yeah. I was just
to cancel, press *.
Yeah, hold on. I'm trying to figure out which line is this. Hold on. Let's see.
Sorry. Please try again later.
Okay, Joe, you on. I'm trying to get
Okay.
Let's see. Yo, let's see. I got Mississippi Joe on. I'm trying to right now.
What up, Joe?
Yeah, we'll get our topic going. Y'all give me a minute.
All right, Cat.
This phone is showing that they own, but let me check it. You know, let me check it. Give me a second. Yeah.
We understand, Joe. It's been a long time since you did this shit.
It has, brother. It has.
Yeah. We gonna burn with you, Jay. Don't worry about it. Ben, what's going on, man?
What's up, Joe?
Man, nothing blessed. Just thankful to be here.
Oh, yeah. Nah, that sound like Mississippi Joe. I don't know what you would sound like the other night. It sure didn't sound like you. But nah, that sound like Joe. That's the Joe I know.
What do you mean?
I don't know, man.
What do you mean it didn't sound like it, Ben?
Your voice. It wasn't that voice. It didn't have that southern twang to it. Now I hear that Mississippi accent.
I'm stopped up. Well, yeah, you know, bitch, I had a sinus infection, so that might have a lot to do with it. That's what it was. Yeah.
Mississippi yeah. Joe.
Donna, the world greatest.
What up, Joe? What's that?
What's up with it, son?
I don't know it, man. I don't know it. It's slow but sure.
Man, it's slow boogie. Slow boogie, ain't it, son?
Slow boogie.
Yeah, well, son, I know I can speak for Biz. Man, we feel so privileged to have a friend like you. The words when we can call and ask questions about which way we should go, whether it be in racing. Our life in general, and just to know that you got all the answers. And when we get off the phone talking with you, we're very comfortable. Very comfortable with what you just told.
Yeah, Joe.
What you say?
I said, you hell, Joe.
Oh, man, ain't nothing changed around here but the weather now.
I already
know it. Quick, look like I'll be up for
tonight.
I got
one question for you, Jay. Jay Barnes, are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Jay Barnes,
I'm listening.
Are you listening?
I'm listening.
I just have one question for you, then I'm going on mute.
Don't go on mute. Come on with it.
I just want to know. And y'all, please know that I am very, very blessed, and I'm very aware who I have on the phone with me. That's why I'm saying this.
Okay.
What do you need with a peon like me and Biz when you got the world greatest number one stunner?
Oh, my
greatness
God.
With his presence.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You know, once I got him on the phone, I tell you what, we all let the hung up. Just let him just give his thoughts, you know. That's the whole thing, yo. He can make the show by himself. He can make the show by, you know, he can ask the questions.
He can do it, Jay.
I know.
And Jay, this is a bad man you got on the phone. Jay, the reason why I know I've had so many long conversations with this gentleman on the phone, and I'm going to be honest, a lot of the wisdom and knowledge that I have gotten over the last couple of years, it has a lot to do with the number one son.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
he truly, he's an OG, and so you know I can't argue
that
point.
Jay, that's it. You done summed it up. And I ain't saying no more, Jay. I'm about to get excited, Jay. It's taking everything in me to keep my fucking composure, Jay. I'm just being honest. Now I'm quiet now, Jay.
No, I appreciate that. But where Biz at? Biz, where you hiding at?
I'm right with Jay. Hey, when players talk, you know, you got to be quiet and just listen and soak up some knowledge, man. You can't just keep interrupt players now. Come on,
hey,
now,
man. Hey, Jay. JB is a word we got stunned on here. You can believe that.
Oh yeah, well yeah. You know, I'm sure B is standing up right now. You can sit down, B. I mean, sound on mine. Sit down. But listen,
I got a
topic tonight.
We're in the pot. What's got?
Yeah.
What's the topic?
But listen, before we get, we got a topic, you know. And before we get too far with it, I wanted to know, we ain't on here to bash nobody. I just want to hear y'all personal opinion.
Right.
You know, we ain't, you know, and we know, we all, I'm going to go ahead and give the disclaimers. Everybody got the right to do what they want to do, go where they want to go. You know, we done had them battles over the years, you know, when trying to organize and everybody say they can do what they do. But the name of this show is The State of Grudge Racing. So the first topic, you know, that I got tonight is, you know, where do you feel, and we got to keep it short because we ain't going to hold y'all long. So where is grudge racing, you know, in comparison to the last 4 years, where is grudge racing today? Stunner, you start us off.
All right. It's kind of gone, and some might say not kind of gone, but a lot of it done gone kind of commercial.
It's gone commercial. Is that a good thing? Commercial sounds like a good thing.
Well, I wouldn't. I mean, it done got to the point where it is what it is, and but the problem is, I mean, a lot of the grudge roots or the grudge standard with, you know, the stuff that people really live by, you know, they don't really live by that no more. And,
okay, I'm gonna come back to you, Stella. I got to get everybody in. We ain't going to be on long, so let's get to Chi-Town Biz. Biz, what is the state of grudge racing today?
Same okay, depends. It depends on how you look at it. Grudge racing is thriving for the middle of the road or low guy or low on the totem pole guys. The problem is that us fans always put the emphasis on the most famous people in grudge racing, and the most famous or the big dogs, or what at one point was 29s, 315s. Since they're not doing any racing, we all upset and saying grudge racing is dead. But if you look at the 28s and the street style G bodies, they racing every freaking week at these local tracks.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that we don't put too much emphasis on the gangster booze, the great white sharks, the Rambos, and the lethal weapon. See, we don't all put too much emphasis and put them on a pedestal so much, and now that they're not racing, everybody's saying the grudge racing is dead. No, it's just the big names that got these expensive cars that can't turn the tires every week. Is dead, but the middle of the road guys, the normal guys, is grudge racing every freaking weekend.
All right, appreciate that, Mr. Joe. Same question.
Jay, I agree to a lot of what Biz just said. Ain't no doubt about it. It's at the point of no return right now, for the simple fact. I'm gonna just use us for instance. You know, before we wrecked our car, I feel like we was a major player in the game. So
ain't no doubt about it.
When you're a major player and a major competitor, who wants to come back and not be competitive? Who wants to do that, Jay? Nobody wants to do that in their right mind. If they come back, they want to be what, Jay? Competitive.
Better.
Would you agree or not agree?
Okay.
But at the same time, racing is so expensive now. If you're going to be competitive now, it's so expensive now, which it always has been expensive. But now I mean, it's sure enough expensive if you want to be competitive. Because number one, Jay, you got to look at back in the day, you could buy a good foot motor for a good used one for 60 or 50 and be in the game. But the kind of motor mm-hmm. you got to have now, they ain't you are not going to find no used one. The kind we want, you ain't going to find no used one.
Uh-huh.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
the amount of money. You think one of the things that you think is limiting everything is the fact that it's the amount of money.
Oh, ain't no doubt about it, Jay. And then then you also have to realize this. Now, racing is a sport.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a priority. So, if you got any sense, you're going to handle it and treat it accordingly. You're going to treat it as a sport.
Meaning,
not a priority.
As a sport. That's right. I got you.
Meaning.
Now, listen. Let me tell y'all. King
meaning,
is on. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Meaning.
Go ahead,
if you have other
uh-huh.
priorities, you're going to get them in order, and then you'll get racing whenever you see fit to get it done. Meaning you're going to take your time and come back and be competitive. It's just going to be at a slower pace. You understand what I'm saying, Jay?
Okay.
Now, Jay, I honestly, truly feel like, and you know, a year or two, a lot of other cars going to be back out, you know, because
mm-hmm.
a lot of them going to be done, you know, did what they had to do and put back the money that they had to put back and make the necessary arrangements or prioritize things in their life to put them in a situation to come back and be in races. You understand what I'm saying? That's just what I believe now, Jay.
Right, right. No, that's what we're asking. So, you know, right now, we Bid brought up a good point. There's a lot of cars. I just want to go now. Who we got, you know, who the committee we got on tonight right now is King B, Mississippi Joe, DJ Grant, Showtime Bids, and Jay Barnes. So we having the show tonight. We, you know, just discussing some topic issues. And King B, one of the issues that the question that we just brought up was just the state of grudge racing. You know, what do we think of that? And different people. And so, King B, give me the short version. I'm asking everybody for the short version because I don't want to hold you too long. But, you know, what is the state of grudge racing today compared to 3 years ago, King?
Well, to me, the quality style of the programs kind of went overboard because I think about 3 years ago, I think everybody had a pretty decent – everybody was all in the same ballpark. Everybody was either 1 to 3, you know, 1 to 2, you know, 1 to – I'm just going to say 1 to 3 tenths around each other, you know what I'm saying? So it kind of was a – everything was a good – it was a good gamble. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because us as field racers, we gamble. So everything was a good gamble because if I beat you off the tree – You may be just a 10 faster than me, but shit, if I can beat you out the tree, you know, I can stay in front. You ain't got your program always, you know, you may be fighting the track today. You see what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm,
I can beat you
mm-hmm.
the tree today. Shit, I'm going to whoop you today. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what created the grudge. That's what kept creating it. You see what I'm saying? Oh, you got me over here. You got me over here in Jackson. Oh, you got me over here in Alabama. You got me over here in...
King, your phone went out.
Can you hear me now?
We got you.
Yeah. So, you know, now the competitive level is at a different level right now, you know, and it's just kind of putting a halt, you know, on a lot of things to me.
Okay. So, you know, kind of sum it up, we're saying that but do we all agree that the middle of the road guy, the people that don't get all the attention, they racing every weekend? Do y'all
weekend.
Agree on that? Anybody? Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Every weekend.
And so now,
you know, we always, you know, the name of the show is the State of Grudge Racing, so we're going to always open it with the State of Grudge Racing, but I got a topic that I want to bring up, and
we're going to talk about it
for about a good 20 minutes. We're going to talk about it for about a good 20 minutes, and then, you know, I'm going to let everybody go. So now, you know, here's the topic of the day, and I want to remind everybody that everybody, we all know that people can go where they go, people can do what they do. We ain't trying to persuade nobody to go one way or the other. We're just discussing an issue that's in the racing world. So, and if you don't want to weigh into this issue, you feel more than welcome not to weigh in. It's a topic that's kind of going around a lot here in the last 3 or 4 days, and so I want to touch on it. So, if y'all hadn't seen, to give it to you short, there was an incident at Milan Dragway where the track manager / owner engaged in a fight with one of the fans that came to the fight. Now, I don't know all the details of it, but in the video that was released don't necessarily show all the facts, but on the video, it appears that it's a 2-on-1 fight, and the track owner / manager cohort is beating a spectator. It's all female fight. And, you know, and there's been a lot of talk about the upcoming race. The upcoming race is like Wayne and Peso, you know, who had nothing to do with the fight. And I think that Peso came in and rescued the girl, the single girl, out of the fight. But, you know, we all know that the promoters and the tracks, they do this to make money. And the fans come to enjoy it. So the topic is, if y'all familiar with it, you know, should the promoters be held liable for what the track owner does? And do you think the sentiment of boycotting or not boycotting, you know, is warranted? So who want to open up with the first comment?
I do, Jay. I do.
Okay. All right, Mr. Joe, come on with it. And keep in mind, we got 4 more people to talk, so let's go with it.
I'm going to be short and brief with it, Jay, because I got to go too.
Okay.
This is my opinion. If I'm going to rent your track, Jay, me and you going to have an understanding on how I'm going to treat my people and what's going to go down. So I'm going to blame the track owner, the promoter. I'm going to blame both of them. Because me and you doing business, and I'm talking to you and dealing with you, we have an understanding on how I'm going to treat my grudge people. That's what a lot of promoters don't do. They just go. They go with it. They go and let the owners do whatever they want to do and treat the grudge or whoever racers the way that they want to. And sometimes we don't agree
Joe, let me add this. The race, the event that this happened at was not Wayne and Peso's race. This, as far as I know, this was a track event that it was happening. And, you know, and Wayne and Peso's race is coming up on the 23rd of this month. And so that happened at was a track event. So now I just want to, you know, put that in your mind because I thought you were saying something. But go ahead.
Okay. So, in other words, the same owners that did the fan like that, Peso and Wayne, is going to have the show at their track.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Am I correct?
You're right.
Jay, that's really a hard call. I don't want to, you know, say nothing about nobody's money, and I don't really know what detail for detail. That's a very itchy subject right there, Jay. I'm just being honest because I wouldn't want nobody to be like that if they didn't know all the details inside and out. So, Jay, I'm just going to no comment on that because I don't – know what happened and what's going on to speak on that, Jay, and I don't know. So I'm not going to give a comment on that.
You're going to hold on now. Fair enough. DJ Grant, where you at?
You're right. Next person.
I'm right here.
All right, DJ.
I saw the video. I mean, and like I said, I can understand your part where you say it's kind of hard to see what happened, but you can see it seemed like it was more than one person, more than, you know, more than one person kind of, you know, beating on I think it was Brooklyn or Brooke or something, the young lady. But anyway, track owners and track managers need to stay in their place. That's what they have security and things of that nature for. If something's out of hand, that's who needs to handle it. They don't need to be involved in it. And when stuff like this happens, it's a, you know, it's a direct hit on their business itself. Now, I don't know what, I mean, is Wayne and Peso still planning on doing their race there? I don't know. But I think it's gonna take a hit.
Well, do you think they should, or do you think they should stay? Do you think they should go? I mean, it didn't happen at their event.
This is the thing. This is one thing, and I'm not sure if this is the same track that I used to hear that they always had issues with the owners who not treating their customers good. Is this the same track?
Yeah, I can testify to that. This is the same track. This is the same track that has had issues over the years. Same owner that has caused trouble over the years.
You got good promoters that come in and revitalize. I mean, breathe some life back into that track. Which I hear the track is of the surface, but. You know, damn the surface if the people that own the place don't give a damn about you. You know, so. And I guess it's not even a black and white thing because, you know, the young lady wasn't, you know, they were the same race. So it's not, I mean, I guess it's just them not treating people good, period. You know, so. When you got a.
So how do you
like
see.
That, man,
as far as Wayne and Peso being promoters of the event that's coming up, you know, how do you see in people talking that there is some talk about, you know, boycotting the owner, not necessarily Wayne and Peso, but it will affect them. So what's your thought on that?
Yeah, my thing is I feel like it's going to affect them. And I feel like right now it puts them in a very – put them in a weird position on what they should or shouldn't do, because if they have to track on, I mean, you have to be held responsible for your actions, point blank. And this has seemed like a ongoing thing, because I've heard this for a couple of years. I mean, people always say they wasn't going back to mine because people don't know how to. They don't, the track owners or managers don't know how to treat people. Then you give them a pass and you pull everybody. And I mean, they have a hell of an event. You know, I mean, a lot of people want to come up there and support, but I honestly believe it wouldn't matter where Wayne and Peso took that event. I believe people will come. I don't think it would matter one bit if they decide to change it tomorrow and go to anywhere else. I don't think it would have. I think they would have a better crowd than what they probably will have upcoming right now.
Okay. All right. So let's go to the Midwest. You know, the man who was born and raised there, Chi-Town Beers. What's your thought on this situation?
Well, Jay, to be, you know, politically correct, I've been put in this situation before, where some of the guys in my home state, you know, we didn't see eye to eye, and I had calls on me and my the race that me and you built from the ground up, the South versus the North, it was calls made on me and you, or particularly me, to boycott Biz race. It hits me, you know, it hits me in the heart because I've been in that situation. So the best way for me to answer the question or to weigh in is we all are individuals. We all have our own mind. If you feel like boycotting, boycott. If you feel like supporting, support. is bigger than Wayne and Peso, and they didn't put themselves in this situation. Someone else put themselves, giving them this situation. So all I want to say is we all our own individuals. Do what your heart tells you to do. If your heart tells you to support those brothers to the end. If your heart tells you to stand for something, stand for it. But, you know, it's not – I was in Wayne and Peso's shoes. So it's not a good feeling when someone's speaking against something that you really believe in or really put your heart in and your money.
A lot of hard work. A lot of hard work.
And a lot of hard work. So, so I'm just going to say, you know, this world is made up of a lot of individuals. So just don't let no one sway you into doing something that you would normally do. Just because someone's speaking about boycotting, don't get on the bandwagon and boycott those guys. And vice versa. If someone's saying I'm going to support, you know, do what your heart tells you to do, man. And that's all they and they done built a brand. And, you know, whatever they decide to do, that brand is going to continue to build. So, but, you know, one bad apple can spoil the bunch. So
it can.
We have to be.
Well, Bill, I want to bring up one other thing since you said that, though. You said that when they were talking about the boycott of that particular show, I mean, I think that was one of the times that we had a record number in there. A lot of times people talk.
No, Jay. We had record number one. Okay, let me say this. First, the first time when we first went up there with Joe and DJ and Big Low and Tony and all them, they didn't know what to expect.
Right.
Second time we went up there, and I made the mistake of bringing the two races, and we should have just grudge race. Okay, that's the second time.
Uh-huh.
Third time, that's when we had the shirts that said boycott Grudge Inc. And it wasn't like the first two. So
because
no matter what, you know, some people are influencers and some people can be influenced. And it's just like what's going on with Wayne and Peso. You got some guys that's influencers influencing people to go a certain way. And it's not fair to them. But go ahead, Jay. Go ahead. Finish your point.
No. I just remember, the shows we did were highly successful. And what we are talking about is the degree of success. Every show was successful. And so.
Yes, they were.
So, and so that was my point, is the fact that when there was opposition, it didn't necessarily make it not be a successful and a profitable show. That was my point. And so,
I think one guy said, what they say in that movie, Straight Outta Compton, all publicity is good publicity.
All publicity is good publicity. It is. You know, it is.
So,
I'm a firm believer in that. But now, let me get to Texas. The Young Guns, you know, the mover, the shaker of the Southwest, Team B, what's your thoughts on the matter?
It's kind of hard for me to kind of speak on that matter because I've seen a little bit of it. I hit the play button and I didn't really get into it. It was a little, I don't even know what word for it, but I'm just going to use it on the light side. It was just a little, it was just a little out of hand about the situation. And from my past acknowledgement that it already has been problems done at that track with the owners I'm just going to say owner and owner personnel. I just leave it at that. So, when it comes down to the boycotting on the behalf of Peso race and I think it's a Peso on Wayne race,
Yeah.
I'm just gonna say it's kinda like if people let me make an example. Okay, just say me and you, Jay, we do an event over here at this one particular venue.
Uh-huh.
And even though it may be our our venue, at the end of the day, it's still the track owner and track owner personnel who owns and run that track.
Mm-hmm.
So if people want to boycott their track or whatever, don't even want to come support me and you, we can't blame them, because at the end of the day, we using their facility. Regardless of the simple fact is that we may do it to make money, but at the end of the day, some people may be looking at it far past as like, we're not worried about the money that's going in your pocket. We're looking at the portion that's going, still going into the track owner and track owner personnel pocket. You see what I'm saying? Because some people do use it as a pocket watch theory, you know, and some people run it as they believe in what they believe in, you know, and they stand for what they stand for. They don't care. Nevertheless, they don't care who's doing a venue. I mean, who rents the track out to do an event, you know, at this one particular facility, that this one particular facility has put a bad taste in everyone's mouth, or put, you know, a bad view or vision in everyone's eyes. So it's kind of, I mean, it's just kind of hard to really kind of get into that, you know, definitely when it's, you know.
Well, let me add this to you. As the track owner, the person who is the most invested into the facility, should that person have a greater respect for the business and for the promoters?
He should have greater respect for his business. Yes, he should. And he shouldn't allow those type of actions go on at his facility.
So, you know, I mean,
it's no different than if you're the owner of McDonald's and you got an employee at McDonald's. If an employee gets into an argument with they can be reprimanded or whatever, you know, it's kind of sometimes expected. You know, sometimes certain things like that can be somewhat washed under the rug because, hey, this is just a regular person. But it goes to a whole nother level if the general manager or the owner of that same store gets into the same type of altercation that employee got into. It takes it all to a whole nother level. The problem is the problem that Wayne and Peso's event is, like Biz said, it's a brand. But if it's one of those things, if they go ahead and do their show, it almost washes what just happened under the rug. And it makes it seem like, well, everything's fine now because they came, you know. But my thing is, I feel like people should support them regardless, because they're not the ones that actually did anything. It was them. But at the same time, it's the facility that we're still supporting this facility also. So it's a bad situation. I mean, you know, so, and there's a lot of mixed feelings out there, you know, about it. So it's just, to me, it's one of those deals. It's just a tough one. It's a tough one to try to swallow.
So in a nutshell, and then we're going to close and go into one more segment. So in a nutshell, if each one of y'all answer this question, do y'all think that Wayne, Big Wayne, and Peso have been treated unjustly in this business practice by the track management? If each person will weigh in on that one, DJ, you first.
Yeah, I think they have, because what the track itself has done is basically they have put the promoter in a very bad position where they have the potential of losing, you know, a lot of money that they probably would have made because of the actions of the track.
All right, King B.
I very much so, end of the day, you got a lot of people, even though Pace on them may have built the brand, you got a lot of people going because of the track.
Okay.
They like to go to that, and if that track performs those negative actions, and they don't want to support it, that still the barrier right there that leads it to kill what's going on over there. It still kills it. You know, I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you. Me personally, if I was on that side, you know, and that's the type of area, you know, that was the area I was going to, it would probably put a bad taste in my mouth to see that me, and I'd be looking at Pace on them like, damn, now y'all gonna take y'all business over there? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm leaving it at that.
All right, Mississippi Joe, do you think that Wayne and Pace have been dealt an unfair hand by the track management?
He might have had to lead you. I know he said he had to do something.
Okay, well, we'll let Biz come on in. Biz?
Well, I guess I'm a little indifferent on that. I don't think they dealt him a bad hand. I don't think no hands are bad, honestly. I play cards.
Uh-huh.
I don't think no hands are bad. It's how you play the hand. So they just have to know.
Okay.
They got to know how to play their hand because the track, if they dealt anything bad, they dealt themselves because, you know,
mm-hmm.
with or without their event, they got bills to pay. You know, they got taxes to pay. They got upkeep to pay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they may
mm-hmm.
have put themselves in a bad situation. But as for any promoter that decides to come in there, they just have to know how to – they got to know how to negotiate, go back to the table and negotiate and see what kind of bossing that they can come up with, you know. If your freaking partner got, you know, five books, okay, I got to find out how can I – we going to go with eight. I'm going to see how I can get three. So they got to know how to just
yeah.
– you know, they didn't get dealt no bad hand because at the end of the day, they have a choice to continue to do business or not to do business don't guarantee the money continue to guarantee the money. So no, the track dealt themselves a bad hand. They didn't deal Wayne a bad hand. They just got to know how to play the hand that they've been dealt. That's all.
But you know, you bring up something. So that particular race is a heavy sponsored race, and so this just, you know, we don't know the business side of it. We just for the purpose of conversation. So whose sponsors is it? Are the sponsors the promoter sponsor? And the reason I'm asking that, if the promoter decide to find a new location, do the sponsors and the track decide to continue to do the race, which one do the sponsors stick with?
That's only one can answer that is the actual sponsor. We can't speculate. You know, we can't speculate. We can only, you know, say what has been said on Facebook already. Mr. Zimmerman has already said that he doesn't sponsor the track anymore, but he will continue to sponsor Wayne and Pace Off. So he spoke up about that.
Okay.
That's not something hearsay or anything. That's something I read from his, unless somebody got into his Facebook account and typed that under his name.
That's
what he said. Yeah, that's what he said. And you know, and he said he's going to continue to support Wayne and Peso in their endeavors from this year on out. So, you know, according to him, that particular sponsor, he's dedicated.
He's
towards,
with the promoter. The promoter.
Yeah. So.
Well, listen, we'll end with that thought that on that little segment. So now, now we got King B, DJ Grant, Marcus Jones and Jay Barnes on the line. So now, let's just have a closed door meeting since we got a closed door meeting going on. Right now, you know, so I got a new topic. The new topic is, if you had to name the Grudge Racer of the Year, based on what you know today, who would it be? Let's start out with DJ Grant.
If I say right now,
the Grudge Racer of the Year, based on what you know, who would you name and why?
I'd probably have to go with the Country Boys.
Okay.
I mean,
okay. And why?
Mainly because they walk it like they talk, and they walk it like they talk, and they don't bar none. I mean, bottom line, you sit like them, almost like them. You call yourself a best, they knocking on your door, and they gonna race you. I mean, that's what I've always liked about them, and that's what they do. So you can't. It is what it is when it comes to that. So that's my thought.
All right. King B, where you at on this? That thought.
I don't know. I don't look at Country and them as no progressors. When we talked about, was that last week or the other day, whenever we talked, they do that. They put their money up in that race, but you know they be inside the shootouts. So I can't lie with them on the progressors race right now. Me personally, right now, I don't know who's just straight progressors racing. Me personally, I don't know.
There is no Grudge Racer of the Year, in your opinion. If you had to name it today.
I can't do it.
Can't do it. Now, I got to bring up a name. Well, I'm going to let y'all go on. All right, Biz. What you say?
I got a joking answer, and I got a for real answer. So I'm going to do my joking answer first. All right?
Okay.
My joking answer is, have you ever seen the movie with Richard Pryor, Brewster's Million? Brewster's Million. When he voted for none of the above.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be, even though that's my joking answer, I would have to put a big check mark in none of the above.
None of the above.
But.
Okay.
If I had to have to pick somebody, I would have to say Scott out of Coop Performance is the Grudge Racer of the Year. If I had to pick,
is that a team selection or his car?
I'm picking him as the driver. I'm picking him as Grudge
driver. Okay.
Racer.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the Racer of the Year. You know, when Boss won it, because Boss will race and jump in anybody's car or jump in Primetime's car.
Yeah.
I'm picking it under those category that Scott has jumped in multiple cars and Grudge race. But I really want to check none of the above. But if I had to pick,
with Scott Milton.
Cool performance. Yes.
Okay. I got a nominee. And so my nominee grudge race at least 20, 30 times a year. He traveled multiple states.
I know where you're going.
In
2018.
And so my nominee is Willie Dawg.
Hell no.
What's your thought?
I thought you were going to say Ant Boney.
I'm talking about Willie Dawg. Willie Dawg, he attends races in different states. He takes a car. He's generally the first man down the track in a grudge race. So,
man, you know what? I bullshit you not. Willie Dawg, I almost came out my mouth, and then I fixed my mouth and say nothing about it.
I ain't bullshit. So, I mean, Ben, you saying that a man don't race? I'm just asking.
You almost can't mention Grudge Race without mentioning Willie Dawg, because, I mean, he is what he is. He's kind of in a class of his own, if you ask me, because he's a multitasker. I mean, so
He gonna Grudge Race, host the show, advertise the show. He gonna do all the books. He'll do all the books. Now, but you brought up Amp on it. I got the
Amp
on it. Amp on it he's been having a winning streak here lately. You know, he's tuning, he's driving.
And he knocking on Cooper Foreman's door, like I said. He's beating on that door. Beating on it, kicking on it.
And then I heard that on the internet, I see where I think SEAL Team 6, Cooper Foreman, Scott Miller, I don't know which is which or how to separate them, but I heard they went up to Alabama and came back with L. Anybody heard that?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
They came back with Punk out paid. They played. They had to pay some Punk out because the cars didn't look what had some gremlins. And then they lost. They took an L. They took a not L. They took an L.
Yeah.
Okay.
He done drawed on me too. So I actually got to see him here pretty soon. But I like that about him. Though. I mean, I like his style. I gotta say, I do admire. I like his style. So, and that's how he's supposed to be.
Well, I gotta go back one more time. I gotta step back a little bit further. Did not Ant Boney and SEAL Team 6 who performers Scott Miller 6 L week bowl last week. With an L,
you got some S's in a couple weeks ago. You got some S's. So just so you know, they got a race this weekend. So we're gonna see if they're gonna have some S's in the L part or some S's in the W part.
Well, you know, I can't argue now that this newfound confidence of Ant Boney is recent. You know. Scott, I know for sure that he used to call Scott Daddy for a long time. So I know I'm not, but here recently,
It all started with Pandora when he smacked him, Brown Sugar upside the head, gave him confidence.
Ooh, boy, that was ugly.
You know,
I didn't know it was gonna be that ugly. That was ugly.
Oh yeah.
That was the beginning
of the end right there.
That gives you confidence, that changed how it come out. But Jim, I appreciate y'all. We ain't gonna stay on here. Is there any particular topic, anything we want to do? There's one thing. There's a race coming up September 1st, to my knowledge, September 1st, and I've seen a lot of lock-ins, a lot of promises, and we don't never know until today, but I've seen a lot of promises, and that's going that we got a lot of cars in the south invading the north, south rise again. Ben, you want to tell us about what you got going on?
Man, right now, as we speak, Jay, I've been talking to some guys from the south that's planning on making that trip. You know, they gave me their word, and they got one or two races before then. So I'm just, I'm literally praying that they stay together, because, I always want to go back home and get a fans a show. I just to name a few, got Trigger Man and Cowboy. They on the ballot. I got Eric with the Orange Nova, he on the ballot. I got Swine and Madrell, they on the ballot. I got Freak Chick. They on the ballot. I got Sam from Hustle Hard. He on the ballot. I got Corey Gates and crew from Alabama. They on the ballot. I spoke to D&D. They haven't gave me their word yet. So I'm not going to say they on the ballot because they got a lot of different races, you know, that they can hit that weekend. So, but, man, I got the Sandman out of Mississippi. He told me he'll come if I get him a locked-in race. He got three cars. So, but then, not just to mention the South. You know, we got the west side of Chicago, which is, you know, Terrio, Puerto Rican Pete and crew, Little Tony Rice with them, Three Lug, all of them, Rally, Lenny, all of them is going to be at home defending their turf. You got Ground and Pound. They've been running from me, got dogged ever since they beat me in Holly Springs those three times. They always bring out an excuse of why they don't want to run me. You got Jeff and Lil Johnny, and they always come up with something. You got the East Side Stranglers going to be in the house. You got Ryan. I hate naming names because if you forget somebody, man, they're going to blast you.
But you got
so many people. And then I got Pine and them Detroit boys. They coming on over. You got the mayor of Indiana, Leakin Leon, and you got Man from Indiana that said they want a piece of Mad Max. So I don't know how that's going to turn out, Jay Barnes.
Oh, yeah. I seen, boy, I ain't never seen such a golden brown duck in my life. What? That's Peking duck, as they call it. That's Peking duck. You know, Peking duck.
Oh, man.
Peking duck. That's, you know, I can't wait. I can't wait on that one now. So, be it. Now, all that's going on in September the 1st, Morocco,
September
Indiana.
1st? Yes. Yeah, and let me mention Jay. Let me mention this. We're gonna try to do a back to school celebration for the kids. So guys, if you could call me at 708-268-0992, let me know what kind of school supplies you can bring so we can start. We can at least give school supplies out to the run out. 708-268-0992. School supplies. Come on with it.
All right.
Go ahead, Jay.
No. I'm looking forward to it, man. We're going up Morocco, have fun. You know, it's exciting, man. It kind of feels like we're getting back to what we used to do. You know what I'm saying? It ain't, you know, you ain't hearing a whole lot of negative. You ain't hearing a whole lot of, you know, it's getting back to fun, you know. So I'm looking forward to that.
One thing, it's seeming like the game is going to make some type of turn. It's going to have to because, I mean, just like how we always put the 29-315 guys at the top of the totem pole, but now, I mean, it ain't even nothing there. I mean, everybody has just, like, jumped down to 28. But the thing is, what I don't like is, like, they molesting and messing up the 28-inch tie game, too, because it's just you can't hack it in the 29-inch tie world, 315 world, so... We jumped down.
So why are you talking about wit like that? You should DJ. You shouldn't talk about wit like that. That's wrong. You know what I'm saying? That's wrong. Hey, wit, don't take that wit.
Yeah. Hey man.
Hey, I do gotta. I got to mention this card though, man. I mean, the D&D. I'm trying to get some props for D&D, but that ain't the card I'm talking about. D&D obviously have. You know, they plowed a good field. I mean, they work. They hard workers. They race. You know, no shade to D&D. And so, you know, I just have to say props to D&D. You know, and then secondly, or even you know, they battled before. You know, Chevy Stain. I mean, Chevy Stain is. You know, he put in the work. You know, he stand his ground. So those two guys. I mean, those two teams. Are phenomenal, but the one I got to mention, man, the one I got to mention is, you know, that Dawson. What his name is?
Bowser.
Huh?
Bowser. That car's been in work, man.
You know what?
Man, that's all the call.
McCain boys.
You know what?
That's right. DJ McCain.
Sometimes when you think about it, I mean, they would have to be in the running for Grudge Race of the Year, too. Man, that little car is impressive. And
I mean, them Jones be down to do that, man.
Huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, you know, when you're talking, I mean, we know they run small blocks, but just give me your opinion on DJ McCain and Browder. What y'all thought in relation to being a Grudge Racer?
I would say they would have to be definitely in the running for Grudge Race of the Year. Every time you fire up the No Time page or get on the internet, you see that car somewhere racing and most of the time winning. It's everywhere.
Yeah. B, you got something on that? King B?
I know
y'all small block me in that. Y'all ain't feeling a little salty. Y'all ain't feeling a little salty, are you?
Racing them. I thought they'd be in them shootouts, man. That's what I'm saying.
I think they do both.
You know, sometimes.
Look at them ask you questions.
That's the thing, like how we talk about the state of Grudge Racing. A lot of times, that's the only way you can get some action a lot of times is to get in these shootouts. It's sad, but.
Hey, B, this is how I look at it like this. If they come to a track and all they want to do is get in a shootout, then they're not Grudge Racers. But those guys are on the upper echelon of the small blocks, so they can't find a lot of action at the track. So ain't nobody going to really lock them in too tough unless they, you know, are the upper echelon of the small blocks. So they get in shootouts and to win some money. But they will Grudge Race it. All you got to do is get a small block of 28s and call their number. And I guarantee you they will lock you in. See, it's a difference between those that can Grudge Race and won't and jump in the shootout or the ones that are jumping the shootout but will Grudge Race at the same time. So.
Yeah.
Right.
Ain't too many people knocking on that door.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I look at them as the top dog in small block right now because I ain't seen nobody.
Well,
looking
D&D said they gonna turn a W on them.
D&D said he can't sleep. They can't sleep until they get a hold of
them. I don't doubt D&D and them, but like I told them now. Now you go over there and get your life punched out. I'm gonna be like D Day. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna say, I told you about going over there fucking with those people.
Hey Jay, he said they can't sleep right after they race. He's gonna sleep like a good baby. After they race, they gonna get that snoring with the slob out of their mouth type of sleep.
Hey, Ben, you know, it's like both of us. We just keep it at your house.
Yeah.
So I don't think Chevy's staying in time, Browser. And I think I seen somewhere.
Oh, he won't.
He won't, Jake. He won't?
No.
Wow.
You said Chevy's staying.
Who? Yeah.
He better stay in the garage. He better leave that alone.
But I heard some talk, at least I thought I did, that Gold Rush was trying to do something with Browser.
Yeah, he just wanted to hear himself talk. No, you know how to feel. It's cold outside and you just want to blow that white smoke out your mouth just to see it go. That's all Wheelchair want to do. He just want to talk. He don't want no problem.
He don't want no smoke, huh?
No, he don't want no smoke.
So he won't fall. He don't want no smoke.
That's it.
Man, listen.
Yeah, that's
important. I'm saying. Them boys over there got a nice program, man. That's all I'm going to say. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying that they can't be beat. All I'm saying is they got a nice program. And if you want to go over there fucking with them people,
You gotta have your SH and your IT together.
I think they've been traveling. They'll bring it to you. Go ahead, DJ.
I know the dad at a small block came out, whooped all the big wigs, and then he sold a car. But is the new car, is that Mario's car, the new white Mustang with the small block in? Is that Mario's or is it just somebody in their crew?
I haven't seen it. DJ, you breaking the ground, brother. What you got?
I mean, it can't be breaking the ground. I mean, they put it out there. I mean, car's beautiful car, white Mustang, small block.
You talking about Ali? You talking about Ali? Ali been in the camp.
I don't know who's. I'm saying the car. It's a new car, but I don't know who. I'm saying, is it Mario's new car or is it one of they? Just in their camp.
Is it the newest staff? Is it the new like this?
I think it's like a 95.
No,
that's Ali. Yeah. No, that's Ali. He's been in the camp. He's been in the camp.
Okay, just a new car.
Okay. That ain't no new car. That's been in the camp. They call it Ali. He's been in the camp. He came down here to Arkansas. And he got his ass whooped by somebody. I think. Don't hold me to that.
It's a good car. Sure, good looking damn car.
Yeah, it's a nice little car. It's white with some letters in the front of it. No, that's Ali. Yeah, he's been in the camp.
I don't know if it's got no letters in the front. You said so.
A 95 is that EN95 body style. It's not the Cooper.
No.
It's EN95 body.
Look like the junior car that Whitnam had.
95 look like junior.
I don't know. He's been out, DJ. He's been out. You seen him whoop somebody?
I just seen the car. They brought it like it was a new car.
No.
I thought it was Kip's old car. I heard it used to be. But, you know, this has got nitrous motor in it now.
Didn't Kip's old car used to be a drop top? That ain't no drop top.
But he converted it to a hard top. He been did that. He got a bad piece. Boy, he got a bad piece coming.
Who's that?
Kip. That joke on him there for sale.
I saw that.
Talking about that blue one?
Yeah.
He had a couple cars for sale. I think they were building one too, though.
That's the new one he was building, but I seen it for sale too. But then I seen an interview, I think right after that, I don't know. I mean, it'd be hard for me to believe he finna say unless he just ran into something else. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, he said he was just tired. He said he was tired of waiting on cars and shit. I guess the engine didn't do what he was supposed to do or something. I don't know. You know, they put on, ain't no telling what they put on Facebook, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I ain't heard nothing on no Dunyays, none of them cats.
I see you pictured Dunyay. I think Dunyay was somewhere testing this past weekend, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was in the DMV testing.
He was in the DMV testing?
Yeah.
Any on 2089?
No, he's still on the same
time. Oh, he's still on 315? Okay.
Got a G was over there with him.
Johnny's supposed to be racing Bobby.
in Huntsville.
Yeah, he tried on 28 over there.
They tried
28. He tried some 28 on over in the DMV. He said he good. He said he looking for Jimbo. He said he looking for Jimbo. He did better yet. Hey, better yet. He said he's looking for that money in Jimbo's pocket.
I was gonna say shit, if I had a new car, I'd be looking for Jimbo too.
They looking for Jimbo. No, Jimbo locked in. Jimbo locked in everybody. Jimbo locked in everybody. You know.
I ain't gonna tell no lie. I mean, I seen Jimbo when he ran Holy Ghost. And they got the one thing you cannot take away from Randy. Well, Randy gonna get in the box. Well, Randy is gonna get in the box. And Randy, I mean, it's like come on, it don't.
When did it happen?
They race. They race up there? I think at Wayne and
Bond Davis,
right? Okay, yeah.
So this Jimbo's new car.
Yeah. Jimbo's new car. But I tell you what, I seen Jimbo car making a move. Now Jimbo car ain't no hope by no means. That car is not no hope. And I mean, well, you know, you can always have an issue. I mean, but I think the more they tinker with Holy Ghost, the more they keep finding some more here and more there. But you know, but all I can tell you is, you know, Jimbo gonna be a problem.
So are you saying Jimbo gonna be a problem against Scotty G on 28?
Against Scotty G?
He ain't said that, Jay. He ain't said that.
That's the topic we had going.
I'm just saying he's definitely gonna be a problem. He's definitely gonna be a problem on 28. I mean, he's definitely gonna be in the up echelon. You know, so that's what
listen
I'm saying.
To him, Jay. Listen to him, Jay. He's saying that he's gonna be a problem just in the race game.
The question is,
is he gonna be a problem for Scotty G on 28?
No, I don't think so.
I don't.
he'll give a decent race.
See what I'm saying, Jay?
Okay. Hey, I'll do this one like this. Your Honor, would you have the witness to answer the question?
That's exactly what just happened. Hey, he had his lawyer over there talking about he badgering the witness. No. We need you to answer the question, sir.
We didn't need you to ask the question. I'm just checking. You know, I mean, you might have seen something. You might have seen something. That's why I'm checking. No.
Great. He's
Hey, he might have seen something, but he didn't see that.
Right.
Okay.
Now redirect that question and put Holy Ghost name in there.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, DJ Grant.
Yes.
Do you see that Jimbo is going to be a problem. The Holy Ghost.
Well, I mean, first of all, I'm going to take you around the world a little bit now. I mean, I like Holy Ghost. And, you know,
Your Honor, you got to step in, isn't it?
They keep finding a little more and a little more, and they're getting real close. And I'm just saying, I seen some in Jimbo car that I say a few people maybe underestimating that car. That car is fast.
DJ, listen to me now. See, we're going back to trial. So now, is it safe to say what I was saying a while ago? He is a problem in the race game, not to these particular cars.
Well, I mean, this is the thing with your grudge racing, man. What I'm saying, it can't neither car. I mean, I tell you like this: if I had Jimbo car, if that car belonged to me, I would run. And I mean, basically, just like I guess same thing he doing because he's locking them all in. They say so. I'd definitely be running all of them too, because bottom line, I feel like just like I was saying earlier, probably ain't but a number two. So yeah, I put them cars probably in the same category. I mean, they close. They not false by no means. They not
Holy
like
Ghost,
ain't.
Between Holy Ghost, Jimbo.
They definitely not fall off, no sir. From what I've seen, at least probably a month and a half ago, and I'm telling you, either one of them got a whole mistake, but I seem like Holy Ghost make the trip every time. So I like the consistency of Holy Ghost.
Mhm. Okay, so let me ask like this: so is the car neck and neck, or will the race itself be neck and neck?
Y'all lawyers, something else, god dang. Had to just pull it out.
We trying to get out of the detail.
Yeah, man, we just sitting on this thing, man. This is how the shit. This is how it go down when it's court's order. We ain't doing nothing but court's order. That's how it is. That's it. Of course, all. Yeah. That's what we're trying to get on to, brother. That's it, you know. How else justice is going to serve his peace? That's all I'm asking. That's it.
Mm-mm.
Well, hold on. Let me get in Texas. It's Angry Bird. Angry Bird. Is he the baddest thing in Texas? I know he. I know he hated in Texas, but my question is: Is he a grudge racer? And no. Is it anybody that can whoop him in Texas?
Yes. Yes. And I'm ready to beat up on the boy. What do you mean?
Huh?
Yeah, I ready to beat up on the boy.
Well, so he is beatable.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, look. And I hope him, his crew, somebody who's going to go back and tell him is listening. He needs to sit down and get his program together. That's what he needs to do. He got the whole grudge racing concept down pat, man. You know what I'm saying? He can talk the talk. He can talk the talk. He can put the money up. He got all that. But, like how you just said, Dunye was up there at DMV testing and touring, he needs to be doing that kind of shit. He needs to get the car lined
down. Basically, right now, he's sweet.
Listen to me. As Grandma Ma's apple pie. Yes, sir.
Is that sweet?
Grandma Ma's apple pie. I'm telling you. Yeah. If you don't like Grandma Ma's apple pie, he's sweet as Grandma Ma's peach cobbler. Listen to me, with a little blueberry on it. You gotta eat that blueberry on that. I wanna quit fooling with your house, man. You gotta have a little blueberry with that piece of dollar, man.
You cannot come out here half stepping, man. You just can't do it.
I'm not taking nothing from the man's car. He got nice feet, but he needs to take the program a whole lot more serious. And that's what I've been preaching to these guys over here in Texas. They don't listen to what I be saying. They hear me, they're not listening. I continuously tell them, I said, man, if y'all really want to be prosperous in the race game, you have to take your program as a real-life professional. If you say you're a professional, you need to do things like a professional do. You know what I'm saying? You're not gonna catch no NBA player, no NFL player, no ACLL, the hockey people. What is it called? NHL, whatever it is. You just not gonna catch them not taking a program serious. You see what I'm saying? To win the game. And these guys around here, they just race, put up a little money, and race.
We see it all the time where certain individuals will have the best of the best, but they had the wrong person behind their laptop or the wrong person guiding them and telling them what they do. And somebody with much less come out there and eat them.
Beat shit out of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
All the time, see. Take somebody with less and be somebody with more that should be. I mean, it's happening. But you gotta be smart. You gotta make your next move your best move, and you gotta do your due diligence, man. You got to.
You just gotta take your program. It's that extra serious, man. That's just like when I had my little car. I was dominant because I took my program just that much more serious. You know what I'm saying? And I could race against some of the best of the best at the time. You see what I'm saying? Because I took the program just that serious. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So, King, if you had to name the Grudge Racer of the Year for the state of Texas on small tire now, as of today, based on what you know, who would it be?
Oh,
the best.
Small town. Oh, shit. There ain't no small town.
Huh?
Yeah, it is. What's his name? The rowdy dude. Yeah, he got like a little storm, like a little streetcar thing. He been going out to the track every damn Sunday for the last past 2-3 months, whooping shit out of here, goddamn. But I don't think the man took a loss in about the last 3 months.
What's his name, King?
His name Rowdy.
Rowdy out of Texas.
Yeah.
And he a small. You saying,
Hold on.
That's the best that Texas got to offer these dealers. Not saying that he's bad. I'm just making sure that you.
Is a street style car?
Yeah, a little red Mustang. What the shit out of here, bro?
Okay. When you say streets, I mean, okay, because, I don't have a problem putting it out there. I mean, that's all my car really has always been. But Lord willing, when I come back, I'm looking for anything that call themselves a street style, anything, you on the radar.
Okay,
I'm
he's street car nice now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care if he's it. I mean, street style. Period. If he feel like he's something, then I'll be to see him.
I mean, I ain't mad at you. You got a little team who you got a little red Mustang. Whoops, you been whoops shit out of there by the last three, four months.
Okay.
He whoops shit out of everybody probably since by April, bro. And it's what, August? Yeah, about 4 months now then. Shit, it's been about April. He whooping shit. I don't think he lost neither. He whooping shit out of everybody. Too.
Another car that's on my radar, I've already told him. My accident kind of slowed me down. I plan to have already been out and about. But the anybody they call Night Train.
Who?
Night Train, the G body, turbo G body.
I don't know.
Night Train, who? I hadn't heard nothing from Night Train in a while.
I don't know. I mean, I think he lives up in the. I think he lives somewhere up north. I mean, one thing you can't take nothing away from the car, man. The car that has been doing this thing. So I don't try to pick on nobody. I feel like that ain't nobody that ain't got the name for this. And I'm not saying if they got a name for them, that's how I know about them. I mean, it's probably some other bad cars out there that I don't just like. King B just said that car there. I've never heard of it, but he know about it. You know, but when you make some noise and you get on the radar and you out there, that's how you get a bullseye on your back. That's what make me want to run Night Train, because Night Train look too much like me. Full interior, tire windows, just everything in the car, stock bass, all glass in it. I'm not saying that anybody else got to be like that, but, I mean, if a car looked that much like me, I got to run it. I mean, if he want to run. And he fast, and he out there doing his thing. So. I want to see him. If he want to be seen. Which he already said, he waiting on me, so.
No, I ain't going to lie to you, though, but, like, we got to, man. Funny side of people, we got some badass cars that's on the small time. We got like this Mustang, like it's like a 95 Mustang, Tim Burner.
Mm-hmm.
He's a small block Mustang. He hard. He somebody who'll be hard to deal with, but he don't come out in grudge race. You know what I'm saying? He'll come out and get one of them shootouts and some shit like that. He hard to handle. He ENT too. He don't cut the clock on. He hard to deal with. You know what I'm saying? Who else?
Yeah, what his name? King?
I think they call him Lil Timmy. I think his name on Facebook is Tim Burner, Tim Burns, or Tim Tumshit.
So Lil
like
Timmy,
that.
Let's just say Lil Timmy for now.
Mm-hmm.
Is he in the class with D&D, Chevy Stain, and Browser? Boozer.
Yes.
He is?
He can run with your mother. He can run. Yeah.
Okay, the next question is, can he travel?
He can. He got the money to do it. I can't sit there and say, yeah, I don't know what his pocket is looking like. I can't count his pocket.
Do what I got. If you get in touch with him, I'll put $500 in his gas tank if he come over here and lock in Bruce. I'm just interested to know if you said he can compete, if he in the same tank with Bruiser, I got $500 on the gas.
Yeah. And then what's the name? You know, what's the Hispanic dude name? Demo. Demo can run with that dude.
And Nitrous Card.
Hell yeah.
All I need is one of anyone that you're getting to come this way. I got their gas. I want to see what Texas got to offer. I got to see what Texas got to offer, brother.
Mm-hmm.
I got to see that. Huh?
All right.
You know, you just let me know. I get them here. I get them here if they'll lock in. If they'll lock in, I get them here. Now, I want to see what Texas got. You know, I'm trying to see if them Texas guys leave Texas and if they'll lock in.
He got enough.
Well, so you said he got enough car. Now, the question is, do he got enough heart?
That's what a guy does. That's gonna make the take sweet.
Now, that's where we at.
And then you know what? The Dwayne them with the Jesse James call, when they get it lined out, they are gonna be in the running.
They got a new Jesse James call, or old Jesse James call.
Mm-hmm. They got a new one. They got their 95 style.
Okay.
It's a nice deal too. Nice.
Anything that you got coming out of Texas, I got gas money to come to the East Coast.
I'll see what they want to do.
That's fair enough. Oh. And they ain't got to come to no event that I got. I just want to get them over here. Ain't that fair?
That is fair.
All right. Go ahead.
But I'm gonna tell you what they're going to say, though.
Okay, come on.
They always want us to come on that side of the town. Why don't they come over here?
But the point is, if they pay gas for us to come that way, I'll come that way.
The point is, we trying to make them famous because who you trying to bring them over to run is already famous.
King.
Yeah.
I'm offering gas to come this way. If they offer gas, I'm coming that way. Nah.
All right.
Ain't that fair?
That sounds like fair to me.
Okay. Well, with that, we will close down. Gentlemen, I appreciate y'all. And I have this show up in a little while. You know, it'll be up later part of the week, top of next week. Maybe we'll edit this show, make sure, you know, just to get the high points. And I'll tag y'all in it when it's up.
All right. Y'all have a good one.
All right. Appreciate it. All right. Y'all be good.
Three.